space. They can retire to the family room, but there are also additional animal headgear that might be available for children who want to enjoy themselves, and they can check in to the fireside room for that as well. One of the things from the reading from Job that always inspires me is the phrase, ask the animals and they will teach you. And as soon as we began doing our blessing of the animals and morning worship, that taught us that a sermon was not appropriate on blessing of the animals a Sunday because they are just not having it. So in lieu of that sermon, we simply want to remember how we are blessed by all of our animal companions, those that live with us and share our lives, and those that share this planet with us. We schedule this blessing of the animals as close to the Feast of St. Francis as is able. The Feast of St. Francis is on October 4th, and he is the famous and much beloved saint who was well known for his love and cherishing of animal companions as well. So I'm going to invite you to join me in a prayer that will bless all animals, those that are present and those beyond us that we share in creation. We will be sharing a few phrases of prayer, after which we will, at the conclusion of each, we'll say, to you, O God, we pray, and your response will be, God, hear our prayer. So our prompt will be, to you, O God, we pray, and you will respond, God, hear our prayer. That's good. We'll try it one more time. To you, O God, we pray. God, hear our prayer. I'd invite Gail to join me for our prayer of blessing animals. The animals of God's creation inhabit the skies, the earth, the sea. They share with us both the pleasures and the pains of earthly existence and are woven with us in the great web of life that is created by God, whose gifts and promises are conferred upon all living things.
We recall our sacred tradition, which from beginning to end honors our fellow creatures as mutual witnesses to the work and promises of God. We remember the animals of Eden's paradise presented as companions to the first human who gifted each with its own special name.
We remember the animals of the ark saved from the great flood and included in God's first covenant with Noah and the earth.
We remember the lambs of Passover, which serve as a sobering reminder that deliverance from bondage may require sacrifice.
We remember the long-suffering donkey whose ability to see an angel unseen by human eyes saved Balaam.
We remember the faithful ravens which carried bread to the prophet Elijah during his time of need and hunger.
We remember the great fish which rescued the prophet Jonah from drowning, and the animals which were included in the call to repentance for the city of Nineveh.
We remember the humble colt, a sign of servant ministry that carried Jesus Christ on his final entrance into the holy city of Jerusalem.
And we remember all our fellow creatures who yearn with us for God's promised redemption and healing of creation.
Therefore, this day, we pray God's blessing upon the animals present here and upon the multitudes of our fellow creatures beyond. To you, O God, we pray.
God, hear our prayer. We remember with awe our fellow creatures, four-legged or winged, scaled, furred, feathered, finned, crawling, flying, swimming, those that thrived for eons before us, and those that remain still unknown to us. For worlds shared with the teeming life of our fellow animals, we give thanks. To you, O God, we pray.
God, hear our prayer. We bless all wild creatures that live unbound by fence, corral, or cage, from aardvarks to zebras, and whales to wolves, eagles, elephants, and earthworms. May they enjoy well-being in their lives of freedom. We recognize and confess with regret the choices we make which cause harm to our fellow creatures. We pray that we may respect and honor them enough to make choices that preserve them and the spaces in our fragile shared earth where they may live freely and thrive. To you, O God, we pray.
God, hear our prayer. We bless all animals of work and service who, through their gifts and abilities, and often with their very lives, make our human living possible. Carrying burdens, laboring in fields, forest, village, or city, supporting, serving, protecting, guiding us beyond our own human ability. For those in ranches and farmyards which clothe and nourish our bodies through the gifts and sacrifice of their own, may their lives be full and vibrant, their deaths free from pain and suffering. May we honor and respect the holiness of their lives and treat them with loving kindness, with mindful care, and with gratitude. To you, O God, we pray.
God, hear our prayer. We bless now our beloved companion animals, those who share our lives most intimately, with whom we share bonds of love and commitment, whose affection and love awakens and renews our own. May their lives be long and filled with health and joy. May we, their caring companions, treat them with continuing respect and tenderness. And for those beloved animals who are no longer with us in body, but remain with us in treasured, blessed memory. For these and for all our companion and fellow animals, we give thanks and praise, knowing we are far richer for sharing our lives with them. To you, O God, we pray.
God, hear our prayer. Amen.